Baruch Hashem, starting the second page, Zek the Mishnah, Ha'isho shenis armalo oy shenis garsho. A Isha became an almona or a grusha. And Rashi says, B'teivas ksuboso, and now she is teiveya, she's mourning her ksuda. Now, there's a difference of opinion. When she had gotten married, was she a psula, and then is ksuboso mosayim, or was she an almona, and the whole ksuba is almona? Is he a meres psula nisasani? She tells him, or she tells the Yerushim, that I got married as a psula. And therefore, I'm entitled to get a ksuba of Mosayim. Uoima loiki elo almona nisasicho. When I married you, you were an almona. So you were a ba'ula. So the whole chiyuv ksuba is only a mona. So the Mishnah says as follows: In yesh edim sheyotzos behinuma bereisha perua. If there are edim that when she had gotten married to him, she was yotzos behinuma. Others say hinuma is a veil that the psulas usually wore. That was the minik. V'roisha parua, and also her hair was uncovered. It was messed up. It was on her shoulders. This ksubosa, that's also the minig that was prevalent by the nisue besuleis. Ksubosa mosayim. Then the ksuba is a mosayim. That means from the edom we hear that by her chasaneh, they were noyeg minhoge, the minhogim that are nohug by a psula. So we see she was a psula b'shas tachasna. So then the ksuba is mosai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika Omer af chiluk kloyeis raya. There's another proof that she was a psula. If by the chasnanede they gave out kloyeis to the children, that is also a simen that she was a psula. So memele, so with this simen, she can mon mosai. Let us see Rashi. Vuhu oimer anizgar shekoi. Ulamone hayershin oimrim lo almone nisoacho avinu. Ein lecho elo mone. If we would have the shtar ksuba, we'd be able to be mevarer what she was b'shas nesuin, but the shtar ksuba is lost. Now the rehitas loshen of Rashi would seem that the yoshim are toyin a tainis bori. The yoshim say they know. A yoshim oimrim lo almone nesuacho avinu. And that's how the Miri also says this. If the Yerushim don't know, so they're a tiny Shema, we'll see in the Gemara, the Mishnah speaking about Bori or Bori. So the Mishnah is speaking about that the Yerushim, either they heard from the father, or the Yerushim from a different mother, and they were there by the Chasne, so they can tiny, but tiny Bori, that they know she was a almone b'shas de nisuin. The Rosh brings down that is a din taininon, a we taina for the Yerushim, and the din taininon has a din of tainis bori. So the Mishnah says, so we have here a tvias momen, she's moning mosayim. There, they say we only owe a money. So if there's Edim, Yesh Edim, Al Nesuveho, Sheyotzos, Mi Beis Avio, Le Beis Bailo, Behinuma, Vigmorim Eforish, exactly what this is. Veroisha Perua, Sara Al Ksefeho. her hair was on her shoulders. Kach hoyu noyegim lohitzias apsulois mi beis avien lebeis hachasana. That was the minig. I saw a very interesting ha'or in Birchas Avrom. Avrom brings down, the Mishnah Berurah brings from Rabbi Kevega, that an aruse is also begilui ha'roish, just like a nesue. So he asks, how was this permitted? Bisman Chazal, the nesuin was 12 months after the Yeresan, so she's an aruse already. So Narus is also Begili Haroish. How did they permit such a thing that she should go Begili Haroish? There's another Shaila that the Shita Mekebetzes brings down from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi asks Akasha Naniach that we have Edim, that it was Yotzos, Behinuma, Veroisha Parua. She wasn't a Ba'ula, but maybe she was a Mukesetz. How do we know that she wasn't a Mukesetz? So the Yerushalmi says on this two terutzim. One terutz, the Yerushalmi says, the Mishnah is going according to Rameya, that a Mukesetz, a filo lo hikebo sksubosa mosayim. And then there's another terutz, that Mukes Eitz lo ishchiche. I don't have to declare she was a Mukes Eitz. That is the two terutzim of the Yerushalmi. The Shita Mekebetzes wants to say that Rashi wanted a fe'em for this ha'ore. Rashi says, Kach hoyo noigim lohoitzi es habsulois mi beis avien le beis achasene, that they were noig to be moitzi the psulois. And psulois means if they were mukaseit, they wouldn't have a hinuma v'roisha perua. Rashi's medayik, not the beulois, the psulois. The psulois have this meaning. A mukaseit is not a psula. So memele, if there are edim that are being made, that Yotzos beheinumim, so memela that's a guy, she was a psula. Af chiluk kloyes, Rabbi Yeshua said, chiluk kloyes is also a sufficient raya that she was a psula b'shas t'nesuin. Rigilim hoyu lechalek kloyes l'tinoikes b'nesue apsulois. Shita Mekebetzes says, what's the af? It seems there's a machloikis. So the Shita Mekebetzes says, af al gav delay havye milse da'av disavide begufo ishe ve'evshe da'almone nami mikriviovda. That means as follows. For an almone, the shaila is, what was she bishas the nesuin? So the psulis, there was a hinuma, it was Reisha Perua. They would never do such a thing for an almone. So memele, so that's a raya that she was a psula. Chilik loyois was not a maise this avid begufeisha. They, by the chasen, they went and used to give out loyois. Now the minig was, they gave it out by psulas. If someone will have a brilliant idea, no, let's make it lebedik by the almonis also. It's not gefällig. It's since this is not a simon beguf ha'isha, so according to the Tanakam, this is not a true simon that she was a psula. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broichi says, af chiluk loyis is also a simon, even though the lehavi milsedas disavid the beguf ha'isha ve'efshed the almona nami mikriviyovde, but it's also not shchiach, so we can assume from chiluk kloyes that she was a psula. Kloyes kshak she boilim lachen miyavshin oison betano ve'en kloyes, that would rash means ve'en kloyes, I don't know, they roasted. Umesukin loilom. Afterwards, after they go through this process, so they never lose their sweetness. Now, the Mishnah continues. Umay de Rabbi Yeshua ba'im lechaveira yisod zu shalavicha hoysa lekachtiya imenu. Shehu nema shapesha osa hu hapesha hita. If a person comes over to his chava, and he says, I want to tell you two things. Number one, the sod I'm living in previously belonged to your father. And number one, but it's mine, I purchased it from him. So he's believed, Sha'apeh she'osa hu, apeh she'hita. Ve'im yesh eidim she'hi shalovi, v'oyme lekachti yemenu, einay neman. If there are eidim, he's not neman. Umay de Rabbi Yeshua Sarashi says, Meforosh pigmora heichi koi umay moida. What is he going on? We have all of We're in the sugya of a gvias ksube with a tainis bori and a cheskes aguf, and all of a sudden he comes in a moide Rabbi Yeshua. So what is he going on? What's the moide? Shepes she'osa. So Rashi says there ain't no yideya she'hoisa shalovim. So Rashi learns pshat that the Ben was unaware completely that this field had belonged to his father. Ella Alpiv Shalzeh, he informed him that this field once belonged to the father. Umashe Osar Areihita, so he told him that this once belonged to the father, but he also informed him that I purchased it from him. So if you believe me, you believe me legamri. Zok to Gemara. Taime de ika eide. He says, the reisha it says, if she taine is psula nisei sani. And he says, almona nisei sicha. So she's only nemon to be goivim osayim if there are eidim that yotsasa beinume. There are eidim that bishast in nisuin. She, they were noyig with her minhoge psula. Holeka Eidim. But what if there's no Eidim? There's only a dispute between her and him. It's Baal Mehemo. So the Baal is Nemo. She's only Nemo to be given Mosaim if there's Eidim. Leima Tanan Stome de Loike Rabban Gamliel. So Lecher, we have a Stam Mishnah, not like Rabban Gamliel. The Rabban Gamliel Ha Omar Ihi Mehemno. Rabbi Gamliel says that she is Nemo. Rabbi Gamliel said, let us see Rashi. Time the Eidim, the but without Eidim, Abal Mehem. V'loyim Rinan, hoyolum misaf kilon al yoim nisueho. We have a suffix when she got married, imsula hoysa im ba'ula. Hamed oysa al cheskosa shal kaidim lachain. She was born a psula. Nam klaring a shayla, what was she b'shas the nisuin? So you should tell on the cheskes aguf. Umitchila b'sula hoysa. So we have here a tainis bori with a cheskes aguf. And the Mishnah says that she's not nemon, unless she brings eidim. So the Mishnah is not going according to Ram Gamliel. The Gamliel ha Omar ihi mehemno. What does Rashi say? He nemen is the ozel boso chazoke de gufe. We had in the Mishnah when she tainted misherestani nenasti. She's tainting that they were ma'anisar after the Erison. And therefore, the ksub is Mosai. And he tain is, ad shelo yerasticho nenasto. You were a nenas before the erison. So he's taining your ksub is amone. She's taining my ksub is Mosai. So Gamliel said that she is Neman because she is a cheskas aguf. We assume that she was a psule by the erison, and later, she became a Ba'ula. we push off the Ibud Psulim as much as possible, Midin Chazoke. So Memele here also, if we have a suffix, what she was, Bishas, the Nisuin, we should assume that she was a Psula. So there's a Bori Necheska Saguf. And there Rabbi Gamliel says that she's Nemenes, and here the Mishnah says she's not Nemenes. So we have a Stam Mishnah, not like Rabbi Gamliel. So the Gemara says no. Afilo Teimo Rabbi Gamliel. Could be the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Gamliel. At kan leikomer Gamliel hosom ela bebori v'shemo. That Mishnah is speaking about a bori v'shemo. She says a tainus bori. Misherestani nenasti. That what he says, actually, erasticha nenasta, he doesn't know. He's saying, maybe it could be. Who says, I have to believe you? I have to take your word for it that the Bila was after the Nisuin? Maybe, after the Erisin? Maybe the Bila was before the Erisin. So there is a Bori Vishemo. Abul hoche be bori yabori lo yoma. But here there's a bori yabori. She's tining, I got married, b'shas nesuin, I was a psula. He tined as you were an almona, so it's a bori yabori. Rabbi Liel only said bori v'shema b'tzir of cheskes haguf helps. But here it's a bori yabori. A bori yabori with a cheskes haguf does not help. So the Mishnah can go according to Rabbi Gamliel also. So the Gemara asks, that's Poshet. With the Karila, my Karila, the one who asked the Kasha, the one who assumed that we have a Stam Mishnah, not like Rabbi Gamliel, how could he be Medama, our Mishnah, to that Mishnah? Tanja Peshant is the Merodic Achilik. There's Bori Vishami, it's Bori Yabori. Ha Bori Yabori Hu. So the Gemara answers, Kivin the Roiv Noshim Besulais Nisois. Since Rav Noshim Besules Nisois, Ki Bori V'Shem Odomi. So, even though it's Bori U'Bori, but it's equivalent to Bori V'Shem. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Bebori V'Shem, Gabi Misher Erestani Nenasti, Hitayen is Bori Lihu. It's Borili that I became an anusa after the Eris, and Nistach was so day, Wu ene toin elo shema achelo yeresticha, daine ye day emos ein enso. So mil there is Bori v'shema, and here is Bori v'bori. Udi karilo le meimar stoma de loike ram gamliel, my karilo, o my ola bedaitoi, la fukimid ram gamliel, what's the kashe, o leidomilo, it's not similar at all to that Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, given the roiv noshim b'sulais nisois, k'roivo tanoso lihi yois emes yoisa mishala. It's mistaver that she's telling the truth, and he's not telling the truth. Uchebori v'shemo damye. I think Rashi means to say that just like by bori v'shemo, Mitzad, when she's tining a tainus bori, so her taine is olim mitanosoi. She's coming with a brirus, and does not know. So therefore, there's an alimus in her taine. So I would think our mission is similar to bori v'shema, because there's alimus in her taine over his taine also, even though both are tining a tainus bori. But it's korev tanosili said mistaber is if most of the nisuim are nisuim of besulois chayv noshim besulois nisuis, so it's korev tanosili said. So she also has an alimis in her taina over his taina. So I would think this is the equivalent to the aloch of bori v'shemo. And according to Rabbi Gamliel, so since her taine is olum from his taine, and she has a cheskas aguf also, she should be nemon. And the Mishnah says she's not nemon. So that was the hava mine, that the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Gamliel. Vahochi nami mistavre. So Rashi says, Vochi nami mistavre, dram gamlil moide bo de baal mem. Mistavre is take what we said now, dram gamlil is moide. That, the dram gamlil is moide to our Mishneh, because it's fault bori a bori. And then it's mistavre like that. Not the Mishneh is not going according to dram gamlil. Well, what's the svara? Midiktoni umoide Rabbi Yeshua. Because the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yeshua is moide, so de zu shalavicha hoiso lakachti emenu. Now, how does this come into the Mishnah? Yamrit bishloima airi ram gamliel bemoide, if you'll say that the reish of the Mishnah is going according to Ram Gamliel. And Ram Gamliel is saying, even though there's a bori in the cheskas aguf, she still is not nemon. I'm moide in this case that she's not nemon. So my mele, so then Rabbi Yeshua is saying, even though I hold a bori with a migu is not nemon, but here a bori with a migu is nemon. So Memele, so the Seife fits in with the Reisha. If the Mishnah is going according to Ram Gamliel, so the Reisha is telling us a case that Ram Gamliel is Moide to Rabbi Yeshua, even though all the time he holds Bori with a Cheskas Aguf is Nemon, but here is not Nemon. The Seife is telling us that Rabbi Yeshua is Moide to Ram Gamliel, even though all the time he holds a Bori with Amigo is not Nemon, here it is Nemon. That's if we will say that Ram Gamliel is moide to the Reish. Eli Amrit loy Ayri Ram Gamliel bemoide. If you'll say Ram Gamliel is not moide to the Reish, Ram Gamliel is choylik on the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. This is the Rabbi Yeshua that says Bori in Cheskas Aguf is not Nemon. So Rabbi Yeshua says that if she says Psulin is a sani, so l'shitasi, I'm telling you, a boy in the cheskas aguf is not nemo. So Rabbi Yeshua l'man moide, so how does the Sefer come in? Rabbi Yeshua is moide, that sodizu shalavich oysel kachti mimenu, he is nemo. So Zerai, that the Reish is also moide. So the Gemara answers, no, it's not right. Mi sovres Rabbi Yeshua ahai pirken koi. Rabbi Yeshua is going on this perik that the sefer of the Mishnah is a continuation of the Reisha. Then you have a problem. So what connection is there from the sefer to the Reisha? Amigu koi va pirken kame koi. There was a machloikis in the first perik in Hilchis Migu. And Rabbi Yeshua is telling us, even though in the first peik, I'm chaylik, that Migo does not help to be Maitzi Momin. Migo does not help to be Mater Anisha Lakuna, but here Migo will help. Let us see Rashi. Yamrit bishloime ayri ram gamlil bemoide da hachreisha hoido da kamoide ram gamlil rabbi Yeshua. The reisha ram gamlil is moide to rabbi Yeshua v'yom af agav the peligna loch bebori v'shemo, even though I'm chaylik with you on bori v'shemo tachaska saguf. Moidin loch bebori u'bori, but a bori u'bori, I'm moide. Ha'ainu d'shaych le'misne basrei, Rabbi Yeshua moide l'ram gamliel. Boim alech aveirei sadozu. Da'af al gav de poligne bepeire kame misher estani nenasti. She's tining that she became nenas after the eres in his ksubosa mosai. Af al gav dikol ameim amigo. She has amigo, she could have said that she was a mukaseit tachtecho. She would be kosher lekune. She's saying Misher Astani Nenast, and she's passing herself lekune. And I hold loy mehemne. So there I say Migu is not sufficient to be Maitzi Momin. Bedina Bahai Migu di boy shosik. But this is a Migu di boy shosik. This is a better Migu. This is not a Migu of Tainis. This is a Migu of Shtike. Why did he have to go over to that person with Shalom Al Yisrael? He's living in a Kalka. No one knows of anything. And all of a sudden he goes over to that person. He tells that person, you know this Kalka belonged to your father. And then Yen opens up his eyes. He says, but I bought it from him. Is the boy Shostik? Why did he? He could have kept quiet. Loyomalei shelavicha is kiyomalei nami lekachti emenu mehemon kedelekamon. So now, even though he says he's moided that it did belong to the father, but if he says lekachti emenu, he's nemo. So that is very good. If the reisha Rabbi Gamliel is moided to Rabbi Yeshua, so the sefer tells us a case Rabbi Yeshua is moided to Rabbi Gamliel. If the Reish is not speaking b'moyder Ram Gamliel, the Reish is going only according to Rabbi Yeshua that a boy with a cheskes aguf is not nemon. My moyder Rabbi Yeshua, my shaykh lemisnayo hoche b'heiche koi. So what is he going on? So the Gemara answers, amigo koi, not going on the Reish. Aplukte. The ikele meimer bo migu bepeire kamikoi. We have a machloikis. In the first peirik, if you could say migu, if you can't say migu, v'komar, so Rabbi Yeshua is now, after he finished his halach, he's now going back on the first day, in the first peirik. Afogar de peligne b'migu idohosom, b'migu idohochem medine kidele kamon, but this migu I made. So it's no raya. So now the Gemara wants to see on what, which machloikis do we have in the first peirik that Rabbi Yeshua was chaylik there in his moide here. So the Gemara asks, ahai, ilayma aho hoysa muberes. We had in the Mishnah, she was muberes. Va'omru lo mativu shel uberze mishploini v'koyinu. So she says that she was nival from a miyuchis, not from a posse. Ram Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Imrim Nemenes. They say, Asfore, Isha Mizane, Boidekis, Mizane. So, Memele, so, if she was nival from someone, Mustama, she was Boidek, who she was nival from, she wouldn't be nival from someone who will pass the Lolikun. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Loimi Pia Onuchaim. We don't believe her. He doesn't hold the yisod of Isha Mizane Boidekis Mizane. So there we have a machloikis. Osam my migo ika. There is no migo. There is no machloikis in migo. Harekreisa ben shinel. It's clear that she was zicha nivel from someone. I don't know who. And there is no migu to prove that she was nivul from a kosher. So he can't be going on that aloch. That aloch is no shaykhis with migu. Elo aho. He's going on the previous aloch. Ra'uho midaberes imechot. Mishnah said, we saw midaberes imechot. Va'omru lo mativoy shel ish ze'ish ploini bekoinu. Am gamliya ba'abalaza imrim nemenis. Rabbi Yeshua Oima Loimi Pia Anuchai. This also my Miguika. Where is there a Migu? So the Gemara says, Onichol Ziri Doma Mai Medaberes Nistero. Ziri says the Medaberes means Nistero. They didn't see a beer. They just saw that there was a dibur, they were speaking, and then they went into Mokim Seisa. Is Migu, the Ibo, and then later she comes and tells us that Nivalti Lekosha. Is Migu, the boy Omro Loi Nivalti? So, Bemison, we have no Biru whatsoever that there was a Be'ila. So she could have said, after the stira, she could have said, loy nivalti, v'komra nivalti, mehemna. So that is, so there we have a migu, and Rabbi Yeshua holds, it's not a good migu, either she's not nemon to say loy nivalti, according to Rashi, because ein apotropos larayis, l'gabi isuri kohune, l'gabi yuchsin, Or, Taisva says, she doesn't want to say loy nevalte because people won't believe her, als the klal vein apotropis larayis. So here we have a machloikis and hilchas migu. Rabbi Gamliel says, she's nemon lahachshir es atzmo to say lekosha nevalte with amigu of loy nevalte. Rabbi Yeshua says, she's not nemon with migu. Fine. That's good according to Zeiri. El l'Rabasi d'om amai medaberes niveles. But Rabasi said medaberes does not mean nistero. Nistero, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is nemo. No medaberes, she's nemo with amigo of loy nivalti. No medaberes means niveles is my amigo ike. So when do we have amigo? Belaho. So the Moshe, we had a different Mishnah. Hei meres mukes eitzani. She tainis that before the Eresen I was a mukes eitz. Vu oima loiki el adrusus isha. You were a ba'ula. Ram gamliel v'rabaloza oimrim nemenes. Rabbi Yeshua oima loimi piyo onu chayim. Hosa my migo ike. Now the Gemara explains. Bish loim l'Rabbeloza, the Oma b'mona v'loiklum. Rabbeloza explained the Mishnah, what is the sichsuch between her and him? So Rabbeloza says, the Mishnah is going according to the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold, lo'hike bo she mukes eitz, and he married her, she gets a mona. Lo'hike bo she hi b'ul, and he married her, she doesn't get anything. So now, so Rabbi Lozo says, pshat, in this Mishnah, she says, mukes eitzani, Daki, you didn't know, the b'shast eiresin, you didn't know that I was a mukes eitz. I was a mukes eitz. So you only owe me a mon. And he says, who says you were a mukes eitz? Maybe you were a drusas ish. So I don't owe you anything. Is, according to Rabbi Lozo, she has a migu. Why did she have to say she was a mukes eitz kaidem eresin? And you only owe me a money. She could have said I was a mukes eitz tachtecho. I was a mukes eitz after the eresin. I became a mukes eitz. She owe me mosai. Ve'islam mosai. Ve'kamra mi'ikara de'lesla elamoni. So if this woman is a liar, she should have said a better lie. A lie that she could, a kaponim, that she could make 200 zuzim. And she said, mukes eitz ani koidem eresin. So Rabbi Gamliel holds she has a migu. And Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold of this migu. So that's good. So according to Rabbi Lozo, it could be Rabbi Yeshua is going on this Mishnah, that even though there I'm choylik, I hold that migu does not help, but this migu does help. Rabbi Yochanan has a different shot in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan says the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir holds lehikir bo shimukis eitz ksubosa masai. And Rabbi Yochanan also holds konsa becheskes psula v'nimtzes bulas ksubosa mone. So she's moaning mosai, and she's saying, "I was a mukes eitz kaidem eres." He says, "I only owe you a mone. Could be you are a beula kaidem eres." But here she doesn't have a migu. My migu ike. There's no migu over here. What should she have said? She said, Mukaseis ani tachtach, she only gets Mosayim. So she doesn't have any migu. That means that she's tiny, the best tiny she could tiny. Mukaseis ani koidem eresin is also Mosayim. So there's no migu. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no migu here. So what are we saying that Rabbi Yeshua is going on the Mishnah? In the first Perek, that even on there, I'm chaylik with migu, here I'm moided that we can be moitzimam with a migu. Elo aho. So the Mos says, no, Rabbi Yeshua is going on the first machloikis we have between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. So she says that I was nenas after the erison, so it's nebach nistach vasadei, but you owe me Messiah. Vuhu oime loiki, elo atsheloi erasticho nenasto, so I only owe you amone, nothing. Is Rab Gamliel and Rab Elazar oimrim nemenes, Rab Yeshua oime loi mipia onu chayim, we don't believe her. The migu, there she has a migu according to Rab Gamliel. The boy omra mukes eitzani tachtecho. Why did she say that misherestani nenasti, and by saying that she's parceling herself lekohune, a fellow husband will die. She made a shav yenafsh that she's also lekohune because she was nenas altaisishish altaruse. She could have said mukas eitzani tachtecho. I became a mukas eitz tachtecho. The like apostle nafsh mikune. So Memeles Ram Gamliel says this woman has amigo. If she'd be a liar, why does she have to say such a batlonish lie? That the psulim were lost because someone was ma'anis me. Let her say that no one was ma'anis her. She was a mukiseit. And she's muta lekohune. Shemachi kama Ram Gamliel de Mehemnes, so she has a migu. The kama Rabbi Yeshua, Ram Gamliel b'hai migu dohoche meidina loch. This migu in our Mishneh, so the zushal avicha hoi so lakachti emenu. Here I'm meidu, you say migu. This migu I hold. By migu dohosam peligni laboch, but that migu over there, that she's saying Misherestani Nenasti with amigu of, she could have said Mukaseitzani Tachtecho, that's not a good migu. Frek the Gemara, I don't understand, Mechdei, Hai migu v'hai migu, mein monavshech, there is amigu, she could have said Mukaseitzani Tachtecho, here there's amigu, didn't have to tell him Shalavicho Yisro. Maishna hai migu me hai migu. So what's the difference? This migu he holds, that migu he doesn't hold. So the Gemara answers, hocha ein sher shochot lefonecho. In our Mishneh, there's no sher shochot. Hosom are sher shochot lefonecho. But that Mishneh, there's a sher shochot. Now, let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Ahai ikamigu. Where do we have a previous case that was a machlokes and migu that there Rabbi Yeshua was not moid and here he is moid? If the case was by hoisamu beres arei kreisa ben shinel ben yechelu loim veloi nivalda, she doesn't have a migu over there. I it's talking about midaberes. Bekomra nivalti, lekosha nivalti, mehem. No, there, she does have amigo. So that's dafke, if you learn like ziri, then midaberes means nistero. If you learn like ravasi, it means nivalo. Right, you don't have amigo. So the Gemara says it's going on the case when she said, mukes eitz ani tachtecho. And she, and the machlekes is b'mone v'loiklum. She's moaning a mone. And he says, drusus ishat, I don't know you anything. Bishlam rabbi lozo doma per kametan nosayu b'mone v'loiklum. Mukeseit shaloi hikir bo eine yecheilu letoive yala mone. She can only moan a mone. Buhu oi man, he says, I don't know you a mone. Drusus ishat vein lochklum. Hikamigu. There she has a migu. Di boyom remukaseitzani tachtecho misherastani. Rabbi Yankev is meicher the two dots. Goes all one big ashi. Mukisaitani tachta chamisherastani. She could have said, I was a mukisa eitz after the erison, eerily. Mishiristani eerily. Vinistach was a day, veisli mosayim. So she could have said a better time. She could have moaned mosayim. Become rod mukisaitani mi korabulaitov elamone. So yeah, but that's amigo, it's mehemna. She's mourning Mosayim, and he's mourning Amon, and he's being mourning Amon. She teva to Mosayim, leka midi bein tachtav lemikor. So there's no difference if she would say, mukaseitz ani tachtecho, or mukaseitz ani mikor. So there's no migo. Both cases she gets Mosayim. It's my miko ego. What could she have timed it? So the Gemara said that the case is the first machlokes we had between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. She says, Merestani, Misherestani, Nenasti. And she could have said, Mukaseitzani Tachtecho, and she would have not passed herself Lakune. She passed herself Lakune, so we see she's telling the truth. So the Gemara asked, so what's the difference? Hochemigo vahochemigo. So Rashi says, so the Gemara says, Hoche gabi sode ein shoyer shochot lefonecho. You don't have a shoyer shochot, you don't have a problem in front of you. Sheyale aleif balov litvoya mi shochtoy. That means if you have a shoyer shochot, a shoyer belong to a bailim, so now the Balaam starts inquiring or blaming who shechted my shir. Something my shir was genizik. Here we don't have any problem whatsoever. Klaima im shasak ze loyhoyu oirim. It was, if he would have kept quiet, would not gone over to the Yerish, so nothing would have happened. Hilkach. He loved. So he could have got away without any problems. Why do you have to open up his mouth and tell him, you know, this field belonged to your father, which the Yerush was unaware of? Hilkech, he loved the dover poshetu shalokre menu loyhoyoim loy shalavich. If he wouldn't have been, if it wouldn't be a dover poshet, loyhoyoim loy shalavich hoysa. So he wouldn't have told him. Why did he have to tell him? Sarkochachav is telling him because it's taka the truth. Hilkach amrin amigo. So here's amigo. Avol gabi leimotza lo psulim sheir shochut lefonecho psulim sheleimotza lo heimis isu lovei lebezni. But in the case of the Mishnah Misherastani nenasti, that means there's a problem. There's a demand. He's coming to Bezdin and say, this woman doesn't have psulim. Now she has to answer his tviya. Where are your, what happened with your psulim? When did you lose your psulim? And so she's saying, Misherestani Nenasti, what he wanted was after the Eresin, I was Nenasti, he's still on me, Yaksubim Mosai. What do you say? She has a migu. She could have said, the mukaseitz ani tachtecha. Va'af al pi sheyesh la lohoshiv taina toive mizu. She could have tainted a better taina. So Rabbi Yeshua holds lemrine migu. De dilme loy asko adaito. That means, you're proving something. She was under pressure. He came, where's the psulim? So, all of a sudden, she had to think of a parrot. She wasn't able to figure out the best lie. Could be she was Nenas before the Eris, and that's the truth. But he's asking her right now, and she was hoping he wouldn't be magish, and he did. And he did find out, and then finished. So now she's under pressure. So the first thing that came to mind, she said, Misherestani Nenas, nothing, you owe me Mosayim, Estach Vosadecha. That's what she's telling him. If she would have had more time, she would have maybe said a better lie. She would have said Mukaseitzani Tachtecho, and she wouldn't pass herself Lakuna, but she didn't think of it Bishas Maise. So that's proof. That is proof that she's telling the truth. That she said a batlona shalai, that was the first thing that entered her head. So she said that. That's not proof. But over here, he was under no pressure whatsoever. I mean, who told him to go over to Yenna? Things were going so good. He goes over to Yenna, you know? This field belonged to your father. Here he is, amigo. Inami, another Teretz Rashi says, why Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold of Migu? Irumi koma alme. Could be she is Mare. Now, could be Rashi means to say like this. We'll see in Taisvis, we had Taisvis before, that Be'emison, she says Misherastani Nenasti, that she was Nenas after the Eilis. That's what she's saying. She has a migu. She could have said mukas eitzani tachtecho. Now, if she would have said mukas eitzani tachtecho, we would believe her. Also not. Who says you tell me the truth? He's coming with a taino. Who says you tell me the truth? Maybe atchaloi erasticho nenasta. That means he's not convinced. Whatever she's saying, he's telling her, I'm not convinced. What you're telling me? Atchaloi erasticho nenasta. Fine. Now, if she would say mukis eitzani, when it would comes to hilchis ksube, she's not nemon. She has the same nemonis or inemonis than she has by saying misherastani nenasti. That means she has no way to prove it. Now, it works the other way. If she says misherastani nenasti, so even though she's putting her foot in her mouth, and she's asking herself lakume, but she's making a picture to show that she's an emissary woman. Look at this woman. She's saying that she was nenas. She's asking herself lakuhune. If this woman would be a liar, she'd never say this. That's the picture she's making, but let's make a hagor. I mean, between you and me, sure, she's asking herself lakuna, but she knows hilchas migu. By saying this way, she's painting a picture that she's an emissary woman, and she's asked of Lakut, and that's what she'll get to 100 suz. Like this, if she'll say the other way, she'll say mukaseitz ani tachtech, she doesn't have amigo. So fakelt, salon sich better to become posel lakune. What doesn't a person do for money? So Memele, it's no proof at all that she's telling the truth. Irumika Marim, she's fooling us. You don't see Tmimis over here, you see Om over here. So Memele, so there, Taki doesn't hold of the Dinmiku. Why do you have to be so naive? This woman is going with Amumius. So Memele, so that's it. Rabbi Yeshua says she's not believed. Why should I believe? I have proof that she's telling the truth. But over here, this person didn't know at all, the Yerush didn't know at all that this field ever belonged to his father. In the Shalom Al Yisrael, there's no Eirim, and I come over to him and tell him, you know this field belonged to your father. Why do you have to open up his mouth? Why do you have So Mamele, here you see the attack of this person is an emissary person. So Mamele is, so here there's a migu. Let us see Taisus. Haisha. Im yesh eidim sheyotzos behinume. So she's Nemo. So Taisus says, "Beloy nikite ksuba airi." It is speaking about that she doesn't have a ksuba. The ike ksuba, nechze ksuboso. So we'll say she lost the ksuba. Like Rashi says, "Shtar ksuba ova." Nechze ksuboso mi psula ayamone. Afilu leman de yoma hatoyin eich acha meise bez v'oma porati nema. Taisvis says, Afilu, according to the man de yoma that holds hatoyin acha meise bezn v'oma porati nema. So Taisvis is asking a kasha. This eidim sheyotzo behinumo, that by the chasane she had a veil. It's a mini psulis. He says you were an amone. And lachere, so now we have to know if a tayin acha maise bezn is nemon to taina parati. That means a ksub is a maise bezn. Can he taina parati? There's no ksub around. Can he taina parati? So, the machlokes. So now Tosis is asking a kasha. If you hold the kutai in the parati, so lechere, he's tining, you were an amone. I only owe you amone. And lechere is amigo. He could have tined it parati. Allah l'tzorze, she could have tined it parati. I could have said you are basula and it was parati. So believe me now that I say almona with amigo, could have said parati. If I would say parati, so the enuma wouldn't be, mean anything. I could say parati. Almoide, yeah, you are basula and parati. Mikol mokim einem aloi mekan almona nisei sicha migo di boy oma parati. The migo b'mokim eidemu. It's a migo b'mokim eidemu. So first, let's appreciate Taisvis tenets. So Taisvis answers that since Eidem are telling us that it was Yotzeso Behinume, so even though Eidem don't know she was a psula, but the Eidem are being made that there was a niug by her of a minik psula. A psula gets married like that. So that's ki ilu, we have eidim that she was a psula. Being made on a minig, that there was noig by her, a minig of a psula, that's equivalent to eidim that are saying she was a psula. Now, if he's saying she was an almone, he says, believe me, she was an almone, and I have a migu. If I wanted to, I could have said parati. So you want, I should believe you that she was an almona. I can't believe you she was an almona with amigo, because Eidim say she was a psula. So it's amigo b'mokim Eidim. That means you're bringing proof that you're right that she was an almona with the proof of amigo. Eidim say she was a psula. So amigo b'mokim Eidim is not nemo. I had a shtikel ha'or on this Taisvis, and Baruch Hashem I found that the Gedulei Shmuel asks this ha'or. Taisvis asks Akashem, he's tining Almon in the Seisicha. So Taisvis says he has a migo, he could tine a parati. Now what does Taisvis mean to say? He could tine a parati kuloi or parati miktsoso. That means what's Taisvis kasha? He could have said that really you were a psula. But parati, I paid you. So l'chayre, if Taisvis means to say parati kulo, that I don't owe you a penny, that's a migad dehaze. That means now he's tining amon in the seisicha. So he's telling, I owe you 100 zuz. Amigu, I could have said, I paid you the whole thing. That's a migud dehaze. That means here it's a psashtiku. To you, I owe you something, not as much as you say, but to tell her in the face that I paid you up completely, that's a migud dehaze. So Taisvis doesn't mean that he could have tined it parati kuba. Now what does Taisvis mean? He could have tined it parati miktosa. That means, I don't know, to be, I'm tining, I only 100 zuz. I only owe you 100 zuz. And why do you owe you 100 zuz? Because you are an almona. That's why 100 zuz. So Taisa said, you don't believe me. Listen, I'll prove it to you. If I'd be a liar, I would have tied it. You were taka psula, and I paid you 100 zuz. And I'd be believed. So memele, so then I would owe you only 100 zuz. You'd believe me. So memele, believe me now, I'm saying almona with amigo of parati macht. That's Taisvis kasha. Rabbi Kivega brings down a Sefer HaTrumis, Kivega Mishnah is brings down a Sefer HaTrumis. In the case of the Mishnah, when she tainis, I was a psula. And he's tainis, you were an almona. She's moaning 200 zuz, he's made in 100 zuz. So, the shail is, why isn't he made in the this is a case of a maida b'mitzvah. She's money 200, he's maida 100. So she has to swear a shvuah deraisa. So the Sefer HaTrumis says, it's tonoi b'chitim v'hoideloi b'sayrim. They're saying two different sibis of chiyah. She's saying, you owe me a ksubas psula. I was a psula. That's the ksuba you owe me. He's saying, you weren't a psula. I owe you a different ksuba. I owe you a ksuba of an almone. This is not a maida b'mitzas. Maida b'mitzas means that I borrowed from you $200, I borrowed from you $100. So lemaise, it's, I'm moida to your tviya. That means I pocket borrowed from you. You're right, I borrowed from you. But I, not so much. So that's a moida b'mitzas. He's moida to the tviya of the tviya. But over here, she's tining. You owe me a ksubis psula. He says, I'm after ketog. You never were a psula. I owe you a different chiyuv. You want almone. So the Sefer Truma says, it's ton echita moideloi besoirim. And that's why it's not a moide b'mitzis. It's not a idomi minatayna. That's what the Sefer Truma says. That's lefiha emes, what he's tiny. Now let's go to Taisvis Kasha. Taisvis asks, he has a migu. What he could have said, you know, you were a psula. I owed you $200, and I paid you $100. That's his migu. That's his kash. He'd be nemum. Fine. He'd be nemum. They had to swear shvu that I say. Then he'd be a moide b'mitzas. The way he's saying now, he's part of a shvu that I say. A shvu that I say is a shrek. I mean, it was a prodim to swear shvu that I say. Like this, by saying you are an almon, he pampers himself from a shvur deraisa. So what's pshat in Taisvis Kasha? So the Gedule Shmuel says, Zaraya Taisvis does not hold like the Sefer Atrumis. It's not called Ton Echitim Oedle B'Sayim. No, there's another reason why it's part of a mashvur. Because it's a Tvi Yeshibut Karkois. She, the ksuba, you gave him in a kalke, so she's money in kalke, he's made the kalke. So, tvi yeshibut kakois, you don't swear in kakois. That's how, so mamela, so saivisai, he wouldn't have to swear. If he would say that she was a psula and he paid $100, he also wouldn't, 100 zuz, he also wouldn't have to swear because it's tvi yeshibut kakois. So mamela, it's a good migo. So the Gdili Shmuel is Moichiach from this Taisus. The Taisus does not hold like the Sefer HaTrumas, because according to Sefer HaTrumas, the Migu doesn't start. Fine. Umayde Rabbi Yeshua ba'imel sode zu shel avicho ha'iso lakachti ha'imenu. Perish ha'kuntris, mitoich perish ha'kuntris mashme, the davke k'she'ein ha'lo toivoy. It's speaking about Rashi said klor later that it's speaking about that he wasn't teveyim. It's amigo di boy shosik. And then no one would want anything from him. That means if he would have kept quiet, no one, this Yerish wouldn't have known bachlal that it belonged to the father. The nemon b'amigo di boy shosik says nemon amigo di boy shosik. Avol im toivoy, but if he'd be teveyim, so he's telling him, listen, this field belongs to my father. Ain't a nemon, then he's not nemon according to Rabbi Yeshua. Ve'ain a nire, doktoni seifa v'im yesh edim. The Mishnah says if there are edim, then he's not nemon. Mash medavkim yesh edim shohoysa shol ovi ve'ain a nemon. Avolim ein edim, apol gavda lo toivoy nemo, migudi be omalo heise shalavicha me oilo. Midaloi nokat im toivoy ein nemo. That means if Rashi is correct, and the halacha is that afilu his toivoy is also not nemo. The lekeich is not neman if he's toivoy, because it's ready, it's not a migudi boy shosik, he's teveyim, what are you doing in my kake? He has to answer him. It's equivalent to asher shochud. So why did the Mishnah say, if there are edim, he's not neman? Let the Mishnah say a bigger chiddush. I feel that there's no edim. If he's teveyim, he's not neman. This is Taisvis Kasha and Rashi. I saw a very geschmacke teretz in the Shita Mekabetzes. Shita Mekabetzes wants to say pshat as follows. Pshat in the Mishnah according to Rashi is as follows. Rashi holds that Rabbi Yeshua is only moide by amigo di boi shosik. If he's teveyim, he's not nem. That's a geruah di kemigo. He's teveyim, he has to answer him, so he's stuck. He can think of right away what to answer. Not a good migo. Migo di boi shosik is a good migo. So Taisa Sakash, why didn't the Mishnah say that? So the Shita says that the Mishnah em yesh eidim means as follows. We have to... The Maisa was as follows. He came over to the Yerish. The Yerish didn't know from anything. He tells the Yerish, you know, Sodezu Shalavicho Hisa, Lakachti Aimeno. Fine. And what's the locha? He's Nemon. It's Amigo di Boy Shosik. Fine. He's Nemon. No Shaila. 4 weeks later, two Edim come and say that none of this field belonged to his father. So we have a very interesting case over here. Before the Edim came, who knew about the Edim? Before the Edim came, that when he opened up his mouth was a migodi boy shosin. So I heard then a biru that he's telling the truth. I heard a true migo. A migo is telling the truth. Af al pi came, it says in the Mishnah, if Edim came later, he's not Nemun. We have to understand why he's not Nemun. He had a bit of Migo already. Why isn't he Nemun? But that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling us, even though he had a Migo, if Edim come later, he loses his Nemunus. What is Taisvus Kasha? Let it say he was Teveyim. If he was Teveyim, he doesn't have a Migo to begin with. The Mishnah wants to tell you a bigger Chiddush. Even though he had a Migo di boy shosak, afal pikein, if Edim come later, he loses his koyach nemonis he had with the Migo. That's why the Mishnah is telling us a bigger Chiddush of Edim, that's a bigger Chiddush than Teveyim. One Kasha and Rashi. Now Taisha has another Kasha and Rashi. Bigmore nami porich, the more as wide as the Migo have to be. Sodezu shalavicho haisa lakachti yomimenu, but listen, sodezu shalocha haisa. This was your field. And the lakachti yomimcho. Mashme dabar lo toivi yairi. So it seems, lo, that the case is speaking about, that he's toiveyim. Lakach meishin, that's his answer, vadi shalocha haisa. You're right, it was yours, I'm not disagreeing with this. Kachti yomimcho. Avalim loy toivoy. If the Mishnah is speaking about that he wasn't today, and Shach Leim is Shalochais, he's coming to inform me, you know this field was yours? Ki Mishtamo Yedei Ba'atzmei Dovazah, he knows this himself. So it seems that speaking about Toivoi, Ba'af Alpikein, he is Nemon. So we have to, later we'll see in Taisvis why this Migu is better than other Migui. Let us see further in Taisvitz. The Iram Gamliel, La Oma Ihi Mehemno. The Gemara said the Mishnah is not like Am Gamliel, because here she's tining that she was a psula b'shas nesuin, so she's coming with a tainus bori, with a cheskas agud. According to Ram Gamliel, she should be Nemon here. So the Mishnah is not like Ram Gamliel. Nire, the Laman, the Yoma, Toyna, Chamaisa, Bezn, Loi, Oma, Klum. Borich. The whole Kasha of the Gemara is if you hold that Toyna, Chamaisa, Bezn, Loi, Oma, Klum. So then he's not Nemon to Taina Porati. So then he doesn't have a Migu of Amone, Nisaisich, or Migu de Parati. The Laman the Yoma the Motzi Toim Parati, if he could taina Parati, is the Laman the Yoma the Motzi Toim Parati, Hochinemana Bala Filaram Gamliel, Loim Almona Seisicha, Bemiga de Boyoma Parati. He says, the Gemara said, why is she not Nemon?
Sif Yehoda Toyin Achamaisa Bezn is Nemon Lito in Paratis. I'll tell you why she's not Nemon, because he has a migut his taina. He has a migut, he could have tainted Parati, and then he'd be Nemon. So I believe taina is Amonis, he said he has to believe what's a migut. So what dimyin is this to Rabban Gamliel in the first perik over there? He doesn't have a migu. She's tiny Misherastichon Nenasti. Misherastani Nenasti, that's what she's tiny. And he's tiny, Achlostichon, doesn't have any a migu to slug her up. The Celt is a Shema. Here he has a migu to slug her up. So Rabban Gamliel never said that you could be mighty moment with a tiny sborin a cheskas a goof from a nitva that has a migu. Ochinami mistavre. Perish bekuntres, ochinami mistavre, the masnissen osik ram gamliel. It's mistavre that the mission is going according to ram gamliel. Ked the mishanine, the bebori yomori, moide, ram gamliel's moide babore bo. Bidik toni, what's the rayo? Moide, ram Yeshua. So how does a moide Rabbi Yeshua come in? The koshel perusha, the chiloi airi nami Rabban Gamliel b'moide osi shapir. So Taisi says, afilu, the Mishnah is not going according to Rabban Gamliel is moide. It's also good the Mishnah. Osi shapir moide Rabbi Yeshua. Klaima. Well, what's the flow of the Mishnah? As follows. Afal gav. The Bereisha Peligna Loch, that means Rabbi Yeshua says like this. In the Reisha, she's tiny, she was a psula. She's coming with a tiny bori and a cheska sagu. So I hold that she's not Nemon. You hold she is Nemon. You hold the boy with a cheska sagu, but I hold she's not Nemon. So I'm chaylik on you. So in the reisha I'm chaylik on you. Afal pikein, but in the case of sodezu shalavicha isalkachtim, and I'll be made to you. So that's the flow of the Mishnah. It doesn't have to mean, since Rabbi Gamliel is made, Rabbi Yeshua is made. This Mishnah is going, the whole thing is Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, in this case I'm chaylik on you, in this case I'm made to you. Chilei Ayri, Nami Gamliel, B'moidos, Yishapa, Moide, Rabbi Yeshua, Kloima, Afal, Gavad, B'reisha, Pligna, Lo, and I hold that she is not Nemon, even though she has a boy with a cheska, Saguf, B'seifa, Medina, Lo, Afal, Gavad, B'reisha, B'seifa, Einem, Inyan, Echod, it's not the same case, Teched, Osile, Shapir, Moide, Rabbi Yeshua, Yairam, Gamliel, B'moide, Afal, Gavad, Moide, Ram, Gamliel, Einem, Inyan, Moide, Rabbi Yeshua, if you learn that the reish is Rabban Gamliel is moide. So Rabban Gamliel here we're talking about a tainis bori with a cheska sagu. The Sefer is speaking about a tainis bori with migu. It's not the same case. But you said there's a flow of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is saying that just like Rabban Gamliel is moide by this bori with a cheska sagu, so Rabbi Yeshua is moide with this bori with this migu. So there's a flow. So I could say the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yeshua is saying, even though I disagree with you in the first case, I made it you in the second case. Yesh li yashiv devade ki ayri ram gamliel b'moide. Shaykh le misne shape o'moide Rabbi Yeshua. Afogav v'have min yenechel, even though it's two different cases. Kloima. Da agav de tone milse de moide ram gamliel. Since he started off, a halacha that Ram Gamliel is moide, so agav taninami milsa the moide Rabbi Yeshua, even though it doesn't belong in Ishish and Isamala, but it's aga. Aval ilay ayri Ram Gamliel be moide l'shaych lemeime l'mis the moide Rabbi Yeshua l'ashmin and afagav the polik bereisha moide b'seifa given the reisha b'seifa ainam in yenech. The two different things. So I was listen, I'm a chaylik on you in this, but I moide you in another case. The other case is nothing. He's no shaykhis at all with this case. So how does it come in? Avul koshe, de lehavle lemeima amigu koi, that hashta nami leperish akuntus amigu ave koi. We always know what's going on, that he's moide, that this migu. Why did he more? Benir lari dochi perush. Ochi nami mestavre, de chabori vishemodomi. A different shot in the Gemara. The Gemara said that Ram Gamliel is Maida. So the Gemara said it's Poshet is Maida. It's Bori Yibori. So the Gemara says no, it's Bori Yibishema. It's a Bori Yibishema. Vafal Pikein Ram Gamliel is Maida. Leibol Loima de Pligi Ram Gamliel Bereisha. Ela Afal Gav de Chabori Yibishema Domi. The Gemara said like this, even though it's Bori Yibishema, Maida Ram Gamliel, Mishum Delav Shema Mamishu. So Mamele, that's Pshat in the Reisha. The Reisha, Ram Gamliel is Moide, even though it is some sort of a Bori B'Shema, Afal Pikein, since it's not a Shema Mamish, so Ram Gamliel is Moide. So Mamele, Midakoma Moide Rab Yeshua. Yamud B'Shloima, Ay Ram Gamliel be Moide Kloima, Afal Gav Dech Bori B'Shema Domi, Moide Ram Gamliel de Bal Nemon, even though Shia is a Bori B'Shema, Aine Dektoni, Moide Rabbi Yeshua, the Baha'i Bori Nemo, that the Gemara understood Rabbi Yeshua is also a case of Bori B'Shema. The Salke Daitach, the time of Rabbi Yeshua, Mishim Bori B'Shema, the Gemara understood Rabbi Yeshua holds in Nemo as Bori B'Shema. What should the Zeh Aine Toivik, the Beresh B'Kuntres? So Taisvah says, the Gemara that have been learned that it's speaking about that he's not Teveya. So the Lekeach comes over to the Yerush and he tells him, you know, this field belonged to your father and I bought it off of him. The Yerush says, I don't know anything. Maybe you did buy me. He said you belonged to my father. But then they say you bought it. I don't know if you bought it. So the Gemara was under the impression that the Mishnah is speaking about Einai Toivai, it's Bori V'Shemo, and forget that's the flow of the Mishnah. And the Reisha Ram Gamliel holds, here's a Bori V'Shemo, Lav Bori Yodif. And the Seife Rabbi Yeshua holds, it's a Bori V'Shemo, that's Bori Yodif. V'hashtava Moided Ram Gamliel, Moided Rabbi Yeshua Min Yenechot. El Yamra Tereisha B'Bori Yabori Gomeru. Like I am Gamliel b'moid, the pshita that came in the bori bori you. Like polygram Gamliel, mayu moid. If you would say it doesn't have a din of bori v'shemo, so it's poshet. It's nothing to do with Ram Gamliel. My moid. The kama misavos tareisha koi. The time of Rabbi Shumishem bori v'shemo. Amigo koi. The time of Rabbi Shumishem amigo. V'naman afula alo toivei v'apilken kama koi. Now let us see taste, the next taste. Hosam shoyer shochot lefonecha. Perish bekuntris. Shehu toyin ad sheloi erasticho nenasta. He's coming with a tvir. Because she's not a psula. Vahocha ein, he's coming with a taine. Vahin shoyer shochot lefonecha dein alo toyin. V'rime forish, the hochenami ayri balot toive. The re is learning kaseida, like we had the second thesis in the peg, it's been better lot toive. And the perish is vachi perushios. Shoir, shochot lefanecho. Dare ein lo psulim. She doesn't have psulim. She can't say she is a psula because he's dining near the rai, she's not a psula. Just like if I live a shen is kishochten, so he can't tell me it's a lie. Therefore, if she can't be makrish that she's a ba'ula, she's zicha a ba'ula, bein a meres mishirastani nenast, Bein a meres mukes eitz ani tachtecho. Whatever shul taine, that means he's coming, you're a ba'ule. Whatever shul taine loy mehemne, she's not nemot. So the Maharsha explains, because she doesn't have an amonis, this is only a migu of a taine ma'ule. That means when she ties Mishal standing and asks, who says you're right? She says, Mukaseit ani tachtecho, who says you're right? She doesn't have any nemonis legabe hilchis tvias ksube. Because we know Klo, she's a bula. So whatever she's saying, but she has no nemonis on what she's saying. is so therefore Rabbi Yeshua holds, so there's no such migu. The gather of migu is, I could have tained it that I had winded in Torah. And I tain it that I don't winded in Torah. That's why I'm telling the truth. But over here, whatever she would tain it, she also is not batuach, she can't winded in Torah. It's a tain it ma'ula, she's kosher lakune. She tainis mukasais, but it's not a taina that winded in Torah. So here Taisa said before Rabbi Yeshua holds that there's no such migul like this. Hocha ein shayr shachad lefanecho, v'nemon b'migul de'b'iboyam alay hoysa shal avicha me'yaylam. That means, if the Yerush comes and tells him, you know, this field belonged to my father, and the Yerush doesn't have Edim, so I could have told him in his face, La'adam, lo'yhoysh shavichal, and I'd be Nemon. I'm sitting in the karke. You have no proof this belonged to your father. So I could have said, lo'yhoyudvorim e'ilom, and I'd be Nemon. So now that I'm made it to you, I'm tiny, no, it belonged to your father, but I bought it. So here I should be Nemon with amigu of lo'yhoysh shavichal me'ilom.